For WKU Public Radio, I'm Dan Modlin. The loss of manufacturing jobs in the U.S. has been a common topic of discussion as politicians and economists debate the future of the American workforce. Kevin Willis recently visited a large Warren County manufacturer and learned there are jobs to be had, but increasingly those jobs demand high-tech skills most blue-collar workers don't possess.
The factory floor at Trace Diecast in Bowling Green is loud, so loud workers and visitors wear earplugs anytime they're on the premises. This is the sort of place that provides the blue-collar manufacturing jobs we keep hearing are in such short supply these days. Trace Diecast employs over 500 people and wants to employ more, but the company is having a hard time filling positions because it can't find workers who have the computer and technical skills needed for today's manufacturing jobs.
For anywhere from basic maintenance, you know, working on electrical systems, hydraulic systems, basic computer circuits, to, you know, again, very, very more elaborate where we're dealing with sensors and more robotic programming.
That's Chris Guthrie, president of Trace Diecast. He says in many ways, this is an extremely unusual time for American manufacturers. On one hand, many were forced to close down because of the economic buzzsaw that's ripped through the country starting in 2008. But, says Guthrie, those that survived the downturn now have unprecedented opportunities to shine.
A lot of our competitors did not survive, and so coming out of this, we now have opportunities to grow rapidly because there's less suppliers, but the problem is in being able to supply a skilled workforce that can make and support the equipment and the quality requirements that the automotive industry demands now.
Guthrie says he's looking for workers like this guy.
My name is Ernesto Alfaro, and I'm currently turning 23 next week.
Ernesto Alfaro is a native of El Salvador who graduated from Warren Central High School. After school, he found work at Trace Diecast and enrolled at Bowling Green Technical College. Ernesto worked his way up the chain and became a process technician. Part of his job is working with machines that operate robotic tools via programmed commands.
We also got to change tools. When machines break down, we got to fix them, do setups, fix hydraulics, pneumatics, a little bit of computer. It's involved in it.
Ernesto says of all the advanced computer skills he uses at his job at Trace Diecast, virtually all were learned at Bowling Green Technical College. Nathan Hodges is president of that school. He says Bowling Green Tech is willing to go to a company's facility and train workers there on a specific new piece of equipment.
Then in case the equipment changes next year or 2 years down the road, and they have to make some adjustment internal to that piece of equipment, if the company would share the digital assets with us, we can design for them specifically a training program that incorporates that new technology.
Walking around Trace Diecast, one can't help but notice the amount of work being done by automation. Vice President of Facilities Kent Guthrie says it's true factories like his don't employ the sheer number of workers today that they would have 20 or 30 years ago. But he adds that doesn't mean that machines are the enemy of human workers.
In my opinion, automation changes the focus of the operator. So I'm not worried about picking up aluminum from point A and moving it to machine B and cycling that second machine. The robot takes care of that. So now what the operator is worried about is the machine doing its job the right way? Is it running at the proper cycle time? Did I do my gauging to make sure that the part is correct?
Kent Guthrie says there are manufacturing jobs to be had in America, but increasingly those jobs are for workers with the technical and computer skills necessary to run the machines that do a lot of the dirty work. Finding and training those workers appears to be one of the great challenges facing this country as it seeks to retool its manufacturing base. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.